Arnold?
Jeez, you're drunk.
So this was my fresh.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
I have a horn.
Okay.
We are in business for purposes of discussion, not for purposes of voting. Mr. Jackson, if you'd join us, please. When we have a fourth member who's now just rolling in the door, I see her. She, too, will be disciplined accordingly, along with Ms. Williams.
See, I keep getting proof that when I show up on time, nobody else does. You guys got to pray for me to be late so everybody else can be here.
That's a concept which has never before come to my attention. Paying Tom to be late.
Right.
Are we going to do you first?
Well, David, would you mind?
What is your recommendation?
Report on the Westchester.
That's going to take a while. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Zainoff, you join us, Mr. Abinanti, as the board sponsor of this matter. Our first order of business is what has been grandiosely referred to as Parcel Q, a request by Legislator Abinanti to dispose of a small parcel of property in the town of Greenberg, and. Mr. Zano, you're going to present this, so if you would, for the record, announce yourself and the members of the staff.
Anthony Zano, Director of Design for Planning. And then with me we have...
Rick Cashman, Sussex County Attorney.
Don McLeod, Assistant County Attorney.
We are lawyered up for this?
We are.
Okay, yeah. Lawyered up.
Okay.
We have protection. This has a long history. This parcel was considered for affordable housing, deemed infeasible for environmental steep slopes, wet. So it was looked upon for to declare a surplus, and in the process, an adjacent property owner encroached on county property, and this division of this parcel was developed with working with the town of Greenberg and actually the village of Ardsley as well to come up with a three-parcel division that talks for a sale to the adjacent property owner so the county can get some revenue. Sale to town of Greenberg for $1 for park use, and sale to the village of Ardsley for park use, that they're going to petition the state, which is on this land here, to do some long-term trailway project. I said it took a long time, worked with Legislator Abinanti, Ken Jenkins, staff from the town and the village, and this map is now an acceptable division by all parties. And get it over to the attorneys here about what leases there are existing now for this property and what the next steps would be.
The homeowner now has been leasing that property for the last number of years, but we understand that the existing lease expired in 2009. He got a new lease to execute. He never executed it. We're checking with DPW now, but it appears that he stopped paying. So we would obviously recommend that prior to conveying the property, that he pay all his arrears before we can, before we transfer the property to him.
That would seem appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. And the legislation before the committee now is simply to declare the property surplus. Mm-hmm. As you recall, we now have a two-part procedure where we come back to the board to actually get the authority to convey. The only suggestion that we would make as to the legislation that's in front of you is there, in the committee report, there are references to the right of first refusal from the village and the town. That's not necessary until such time as you get the authority to convey the property. So we would suggest that we strike that language from the committee report.
If you could give us a location with that language.
If you look at
well, on the first page, the paragraph begins, your committee.
Right.
I see about six lines down, is it?
No, that's okay there.
The line that begins, which property? Which the property?
No, but that's okay in that paragraph.
Given a right of first refusal? That's not what you mean. That's not the part you want to take out?
No, it's the over on the second page.
Okay.
of the committee report.
Paragraph 3, the third, the second full paragraph.
Second full paragraph says your committee is in receipt of a resolution from the town of Greenberg.
Yep.
Okay. And then also...
The next one.
The next paragraph, your committee is also in receipt of a resolution from the village of Oslo.
And the next one.
And then the next one.
You want to strike
those? We would strike those three. They would go back in the legislation when we come back before your board to actually convey the property.
The committee report is overwritten.
By anybody we know?
Yes. We put too much in it. We were just being too complete when we drafted it.
Sorry. So you have not received resolution.
We have, but it's not necessary to state it in this piece.
The next one, will be in there. Okay.
Right.
All right. With those,
and then, Mr. Chairman, striking
those
question,
three,
do you need,
is that satisfactory? We now have a satisfactory document before us if we strike those three.
You need a reference to SECR on this as well?
There is a SECR, yeah, because anytime you do an action, it is a SECR event.
Yeah, it's in the second to last paragraph.
No, but I'm saying, is it necessary to leave it in here?
I would say yes.
Leave it in. Okay.
All right. And that's it?
Yep.
Ms. Meyer.
Well, I think I should ask the obvious, since it's a hot topic. Is this property suitable for affordable housing?
We studied it many years ago. It contains a stream, steep banks, and it's really not feasible. It's a very difficult site. Floods. So it is not determined. We did have a plan to put housing here, but then when we studied it further, did some borings, just couldn't.
Not feasible.
Not feasible.
Thank you.
The map is on the...
Any other members?
I'll just...
Got it.
You overwrote, don't overtalk.
But I won't.
Okay.
In fact, one of the concerns that I had about
wrap up
is it's a lot of it's underwater, and the reason it took so long to get here was my objection of giving this landowner who filled it in without any permission so much of it. But the planning department has convinced me that it's better to give him the land and let him take the liability than it is for us to split it and give Greenberg more of the dry land and take some of the liability. And the town and the villages agreed that would be the better approach. They would take less land, a lot of it underwater, but they would prefer to do that than take the liability for the parcel that's been filled in. And secondly, the county wanted some money for it. And this was a deal that was brokered by Sal Carrera. You'll see in your package a letter from him way back in 2009. A letter to him, rather, from Paul Feiner. I don't know if we have a letter from him in here somewhere, but we have lots of stuff. This is a huge file, and the planning department has spent a lot of time on trying to resolve this whole thing. I think they now have something that works. If somewhere along the way determined the landowner no longer wants it or whatever, then we can figure out what to do with that other piece. But at a minimum, I would recommend that we declare the whole thing surplus and then move on from there. I guess the next step would be for us to get together and I'm told by Mr. Cashman that the county is attempting to determine how much money has been paid by the landowner. Sal Carrera worked out a license, which some of us said, I'm not quite sure where he got the authority to do a license, but collected some money from the landowner, and so they're trying to find out the status of that and see if the landowner is still interested in buying it. If not, we just divide it up differently on the next go-round. But this works because we're declaring the entire parcel. Are we correct, guys? They're doing the entire parcel as surplus. And so just want to make sure that's more fully set forth. Let's get Mr. Tech.
Oh, Mr. Hart.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Second.
Any further comments by members?
Just one technical point. It should be listed as just parcel Q for this purpose, right? You don't need to declare it. You need to declare each one separately, or can we just say the whole big thing?
You can just say the whole thing.
Okay, because that's what this says. So the whole thing is declared surplus, and then the schedule. Right. The schedule will be
for the next one.
For the next one. Okay, right.
Okay. The committee report then will be amended on the second page. Delete the three paragraphs that begin as the third. Second full paragraph. Your committee is in receipt. Your committee is also in receipt, and your committee is also in receipt. Those three paragraphs will be dropped.
Right. Right.
We have it on our computer. We'll give you a clean copy.
Okay. Because we have a signing sheet, which when you drop those three paragraphs is going to be not the correct signing sheet.
We will,
unless we just drop them on a very short page.
Before the end of this meeting, we'll have a new paper for it.
That would be good. Mr. Nunziata?
Just a couple of questions. When did they start paying the $4,500 per year lease on the land that they used?
I believe it was in 08, and I believe they paid in 08, they just didn't pay 09.
They didn't pay 09.
Yeah.
Well, so the price of this parcel is yet to be determined that the county is going to sell to?
My understanding is there was a negotiated price between Sal Carrera and the landowner for $45,000.
Apparently that was based on an appraisal that was done, which we just got a copy of.
Right.
And that's the C parcel.
Right, but it probably will go down a little bit because C, based on the meetings that we had, we took a little piece off the C. It was a triangle that came in here. Remember when we took it and made it straight?
Right.
So it was based on the square footage. We're gonna need an updated appraisal anyway, because that other one, is no longer relevant given the time frame.
Well, if you have an agreement with him, maybe he'll buy it.
I can't speak to that.
Was it any kind of thing like lease with option to buy? Will these payments they make, let's say the...
No, it's just a license fee, annual license fee.
So that will not apply to the purchase price of that?
Yeah, that's the neat thing about licenses, that you don't get an option under those circumstances. It's always a good thing. Okay, any other comments by members of the committee? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you.
Mr. Avenatti, your career has been made.
Thanks.
Ms. Sold, you're going to prepare this for us to sign by the end of this meeting, which could be in another 20 minutes.
It'll be less than that.
Okay, so we'll take that. Thank you. Mr. Jackson.
Thank you.
A man of great patience as well as integrity. In your packet, you have a... the RF page. A great deal of research has gone into the fact that RF stands for draft.
No, it's just that if you don't check off a little box, when you're putting the draft on, it comes out like that.
Right.
That
was the research. That was the research that I conducted yesterday.
I think this is reflective
yesterday.
Of a budget cut.
I don't have a RF.
We don't have a lot of...
See?
Extra.
I don't got it.
Albert doesn't have it.
He didn't get his RF.
Hey, Albert, did you get one? Am I supposed to be on this?
He's an advisory member.
I'd rather forego the pleasure.
Albert, don't listen to the peanut gallery. Yes.
Okay, Mr. Jackson, thank you very much for coming. Could you formally announce yourself and tell us why you're here, and then just begin your soliloquy?
David Jackson, Executive Director of the County Tax Commission. I'm here as a liaison to the Board of Legislators for the Westchester Collaborative Assessment System.
Thank you. Can you give us an update on where we stand?
Very brief update. As you know, we've assigned the committee members. We've added to your assignment Mr. John Wollum as a non-voting member of the committee from the New York State Office of Real Property Services. Other individuals have attended the meeting. Ms. Dodds has been at every meeting to date. We've had three meetings. Our initial meeting was in November. As you'll see from the draft that you have, basically a November 12th meeting to initially discuss our course of action, December 11th. To finalize the course of action, and the last meeting we had was to establish five subcommittees. We basically broke ourselves up into different groups to address the issues we feel will get us to the goal of coming up with a report for the Board of Legislators. Commercial Data Bank, generally referred to as centralized commercial database. There was a recommendation in a collaborative assessment study in which the county received $50,000 from the state for completing that study, which is currently in a trust account, and we're trying to come up with the best way to initiate that process. So that's part of what's going on with that effort. The item number two, the second committee, is called pictometry. That really is an oblique aerial and street level photography committee. As you know, the county is in the final stages of addressing issues of acquiring oblique aerial photography and street level photography countywide. I know that process is going forward, but I can't give you much details on that. The IT department is a lead on that, but obviously the Collaborative Assessment Commission is in support of that effort, and we want to commit that to writing. The third subcommittee is a property inventory committee. What you may not be aware of is that at this point in time, the vast majority of the properties in Westchester County records are keeping on what's known as a property record card. That data is not in assessment administration systems, computer systems at this point in time for the vast majority of properties in Westchester County. So it is felt by this body through the Collaborative Assessment Commission that we need to set out a path to get us to where we have computerized inventory, as well as establish certain basic things that need to be maintained. The fourth item is a draft county revale law. The entire commission will be working to find out what is the best proposal that we can put forward to the Board of Legislators in terms of what cycle and other information related to that is appropriate. The first four committees that I've just briefly mentioned are the ones that we went into this thinking that was all we need, but we know that if we're going to have a revale committee, we're going to have to deal with answering questions right out of the box on property tax relief measures. So we established a fifth committee on property tax relief measures to deal with what's available within New York State, as well as what new legislation we may consider proposing that the board consider and advocate for on state level. Our next meeting is in March. We had a meeting scheduled for February, but March 12th is the next meeting date. And our target at this point in time is to have integrate the reports from each of these five committees into one report and have a final draft by at least October, if not before then, finalize it and prepare it so that the board can review it and do with it what it would like to.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is really amazing, the progress that's been made. One of the municipalities in my district is seriously considering and moving ahead very quickly on revale, the town of Mamaroneck. I heard on a local radio show yesterday, I think it was, that they feel that the pictometry is not, they were talking, one town official was saying that she did not feel that this was something they would use, that they felt you had to have people go into each and every home. Is that something that you've heard from other municipalities? I mean, is that a generally held
I obviously didn't hear the report, but I think there's maybe a little bit of just confusion.
Oh, okay.
This process is not, the collection of photography is a purpose for which we're looking to expedite, basically, the as you know, most properties that are appealed, even though they're not the big numbers, are residential. So having this photography expedites the time that the assessors can get rid of those residential appeals so they can focus on the big money, which is the certiorari appeals.
Okay.
Now, if a municipality is doing a revaluation in Westchester County, on average, most places have not done a revaluation in 50 years.
Right.
So with that being such a long period of time, the photography is, for lack of a better description, a compromise approach of getting inventory up to date. All right, you're not intrusive, you're not knocking on the doors, you're not going in because municipalities haven't made that decision that Mamaroneck has made, that they're going for the vast majority have not made decision to go for a revaluation. So what I think the assessor may say, if she were asked, is that yes, this is a good tool to help me do quality control and so forth on the reval, but with not being in the house for 50 years, ideally it would be good to knock on doors, do a walkthrough, get all the detailed facts
from
as much
that
as
point on, you
and then, and then once that. You have a database, which you know Westchester's kind of missed during the 80s and 90s, most municipalities that did reassessments, they have a database. So
sure.
Having this photography means, okay, fine, you can put your data on the internet and you can kind of verify what's going on much mm-hmm. better. Since you're going from paper to current technology, there are many in the assessment community who feel that you've got to get inside the houses. However, there are others who feel, well, with a greater public relations effort and, you know, working with the public, maybe you can use the photography by itself. Mm-hmm. If the professionals have their choice, obviously we're going to go for the most detailed approach, which is the knock on the door. But various officials will have to make the financial decision as to which approach they feel is financially
the
best
question.
Way to go.
So let's say, all right, we know that the Rye Town, Village of Bronxville,
Town of Pelham.
Pelham have done their revals, and let's say Town of Amerenick goes ahead and does that too, which would cover the Village of Larchmont as well. What happens then if we have a county reval? Let's say we move ahead, your report comes in October 1st and the county moves ahead with reval. How does that work with the areas that have already done reval?
In what
way? In Westchester.
What do you mean? I'm missing your question.
Well, your report is going to come in from this subcommittee,
mm-hmm.
talking about, I would assume it's a report that's going to present some kind of a recommendation
right.
for countywide reval. With an ordinance regarding
okay. Well, let me try to address,
legislation regarding.
Let me try to address it this way. There is an additional document that Ms. Dodds handed out that was shared with the committee, which is the State Board of Real Property Services just recently adopted what's known as Uniform Assessment Standards.
Okay.
That was only adopted February 9th. The Collaborative Assessment Commission
okay.
hasn't looked at it or anything of that nature, but. That was a document that was worked on between my peers and the County Directors Association statewide, the New York State Assessors Association, and the Office of Real Property Services. That document kind of will give you kind of a clue as to the things that will be considered in that process. The major things being, okay, that document talks about, well, reassessment should be conducted no less than once every 4 years, revaluations.
Oh.
That document talks about inspections of properties should be conducted no less than once every 6 years. So I would kind of use that as the guide as to what we might, you know, frame is appropriate for Westchester in the commission's opinion. But
so
again, I'm not the chair of the commission.
No, I know that. But technically then, if the county went ahead and did countywide reval, they would go back into those communities anyway? Because
that'll be a decision that will...
I mean, I just wondered how you fit them into this new...
Well, it depends. If we were to say just once every 10 years at a minimum you had to do a revaluation, which is not something I would advocate, but let's say once
right.
every 10 years was it, and Mamaroneck finished in 2013 and we were going to implement this, you know, 6-7 years later, well, maybe everybody decides that it's...
Okay.
It's timing, it's what's recommended, what ultimately comes out will determine, you know, what people will decide to do.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'd like to make a point that any revaluation program is, absent change in the law, going to be driven not by the county, but by the municipalities with their assessing units, but either the towns or the villages that have the assessing units. We're simply providing a framework with this commission. Is that an appropriate way of putting it?
Again, I cannot definitively say yes or no because the commission has not come up with that document. It may recommend law changes. I don't know what it's going to recommend. If it works within the existing framework, then you may be 100% correct. If the commission decides that, well, there's some laws that need to be changed to address that issue, such as your 1996 legislation passed by the board, that's a different scenario.
That could be. But at least under the current law, there is no county control over this project.
In full disclosure, I'll have to defer to the county attorney's office on
that. Mr. Hart.
To your point, Mr. Chair, when we first began work on this a year and 2 years ago, the framework was to let this be driven by the municipalities and the localities, and that we would be the supporting entity in terms of providing the aerial photography and the database for the commercial property. And that if the localities wanted either A, to do it on their own, they could do it on their own, or that if there was a groundswell to do it on the countywide basis, it would come from the commission, but it would not be a top-down thing. And I think that's important for the record to reflect, because we on this board wanted to be sensitive to home rule and the local preferences for what they wanted to do. We were happy to be a framework of support, but we didn't want to be seen as driving this down from the top. So that's why I think this approach is so welcome, because it really is a working group of local municipalities letting us know how we can be best of assistance to them.
No, I don't have. I don't think I have any questions. He clarified the pictometry, which was engendered a great deal of criticism in the town of Greenberg, and you know, this is one of the municipalities that haven't had a reval in over 50 years. So it was a concern. Because there's been a great deal of residential development over that period of time. But you've satisfied my curiosity in terms of that. And the next step, obviously, is to find out what the cost. Once your committee files its report, I think the municipalities will be, their primary concern will be the cost involved in attempting to do a total reval. Not that it isn't a very necessary kind of thing, but that's going to be a consideration, especially because of what's happening in our economy.
I'm sure that'll be something that the committee will consider, but I think the primary goal is getting a piece of legislation. Then at that point in time, whatever you ultimately decide as the board is to be done, then we would find out exactly what it would cost based on what's recommended, because obviously whatever we recommend may not be what you choose to implement.
Yes, first of all, I would say that I've been to a lot of committee meetings, you know, different kinds of committee meetings, and I really appreciate the clarity and the brevity but the detail of these memos, so I do appreciate that, and your report. I'd like to pick up on the pictometry. Has there been any thought to, there are a lot of programs out there, free programs, I think Zillow and Google Earth, that as you price out the pictometry, that maybe on the street level photos, there might be some public domain programs out there.
There is information out there, but they don't provide the public with the tool set that the assessment community will get, in addition to having these photos dated, taken pretty much at a similar point in time.
You're all starting from a benchmark.
Yeah, you're all starting from the same period, and you can move forward.
Mr. Chairman, as you know, I always put a plug in for something that this board did, I guess it's now 12 years ago. When we passed legislation at the urging of the municipal officials and the school boards, which called on the state to change the law to set up a whole new practice for Westchester County. And the beauty of it was it was a state, county, local effort. So the local governments would do the assessment, but the county would do the revaluation. If I have the words right, and the state would provide some standards and some money. And so it's shared the political blame, because everybody knows that whoever's property, whenever property is reassessed, the person who's reassessed gets angry. And
unless the taxes go down.
Exactly. Well, no, but then they say, how come it took you so long?
Oh.
You know, why did you do this before? So nobody's ever happy. But New York seems to be one of the few states in this country that doesn't have a regular reassessment, if I'm not mistaken,
that is correct.
Yeah. And New York has had lawsuits, and it's a whole mess. So I would put a plug in for eventually, I know it's premature in this whole process, of our taking a look at that again, because I know a lot of the supervisors and mayors and are very upset with what's out there. They're just afraid to do it on their own. And so it really needs to be a collaborative effort. So everybody can say, it wasn't me, it was them. But in the process, we get it done right. And then I have a second point, but I...
Well, I just want to also, to your point, if I may, Mr. Chair, is also the need to do it at the same time, because so many school districts are across municipalities. And it would really hinder if one did reval and the two others didn't, and then the school tax was levied, it would be disproportionate.
That would solve the problem
exactly.
By doing it.
Right.
Right. You just
exactly.
Enhanced it. The second point is, I don't know if there's any discussion of dealing with certiorari's, and my friends in the business community are not going to want to hear this suggestion, but it seems to me the way we do it right now is very unfair. that's duplicative, but just unfair. One of the things that I'm going to point to in particular is a very hot political issue. But in some cases, certiorari are almost automatic because of the reliance on a state equalization rate. And so that's what I'm saying, I'd like your comment on it. And so there was a bill passed in the Assembly by Adam Bradley, and then got killed in the Senate because it was misinterpreted, et cetera. Where what happened was, where there was a commercial property, a different equalization rate would be used. And that was twisted into, you're going to raise the taxes for condominiums and business, et cetera, when really all they were doing was changing the standard for tax certiorarius to make it a fairer reflection of the true value of those properties. And it's called the commercial assessment ratio, and in fact I have put that in as one of my proposals for the legislative package. And it's to try to stop the bleeding. I just wanted Mr. Jackson's comment on that as to, are you familiar with it? What do you think of the idea, et cetera?
I'm familiar with it. Every idea is good, in my opinion, so I'm not going to say anything one way or the other on that. But I'll just suggest to you that the states that you're talking about that have periodic reassessment cycles, which is the vast majority of the country, and even the system in New York State with its flaws, is based on a premise that municipalities will do or will take it upon themselves to conduct periodic reassessments. So the legislation serves its purpose, but the property tax is based upon a premise that reassessments, revaluations will be conducted periodically. So if the purpose of the legislation is just to leave things business as usual, then it will serve its purpose and it will stem the tide on the certiorari reductions. If you believe that, as many professionals do, that reassessment should be done on some kind of periodic reassessment, on basis, that would also stem that tide. Most estimates would believe if you did some kind of reasonable, for example, in New York State, if you have a certiorari case, if you do a reassessment 1 year and everybody takes you to court because they don't like the values, whatever is settled is good for 3 years. So if you had a 4-year cycle, for all intents and purposes, if you put the resources in the appropriate place, you would have 1 year worth of refunds, 2-3 years worth of no refunds, and then you start again, whereas now we're looking at a lot of money every year. So, you know, it depends on what the elected official decides the best approach.
If I may, my first comment was the legislation I was talking about, in fact, you can't require communities to do a reassessment, but what it did was give a carrot and a stick. It provided money. And then if they didn't do it, there were certain penalties and things like that that the county and the state would impose. So you weren't taking away home rule. It was just strongly suggested because the county was going to hire all the people to do the revals, and you're basically going to hand it to the assessor in the town of Greenberg and say, okay, here's all the new information, and if you use it and you do your own assessment on the basis of this new reval information, well, here's what you're going to get. And if you don't do it, well, here's the penalties that you're going to get. It's still up to you. You do it if you want. And then that law would require, I think that one required a periodic 5-year, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it did.
And that kind of thing. Now, what I'm talking about, the second part of my comment is, in the meantime, because doing that again is going to take 5 years. I mean, it's just clearly in this environment, people are not ready to jump for that. And even if we would have passed something, it would take a few years to go into effect. So in the meantime, there are groups of people out there who are looking for other ways to stem the tide of certioraris, and in some cases to make them fairer. Because what happens is, as we all know, the businesses, the condominiums, the co-ops, and the large homeowners, those who are wealthy, are the ones who usually, at least from an anecdotal experience, that's what I've seen, those are the ones who are going out there and getting tax certioraris, and that, so that little by little they're shifting more and more of the tax burden to the lower income families who either are not familiar with the process or don't have the money.
I would agree. I think this is something that's going to be an ongoing discussion. Judy and I have an appointment upstairs for which we're 3 minutes late at this point.
Did I filibuster long enough for you to get the report?
Yes, you did indeed.
Dodds is working on the matter as we speak. I think she's drawing the vertical line now, and therefore we will have something to
Mr. Chair,
to
quick comment.
On it, but,
quick comment.
Barbara, we got done?
I just wanted to bring up two things. This $50,000 that's in the trust account for the commercialized database.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the parcel queue issue. Okay. We'll deal with those matters.
A quick comment, Mr. Chair. I think what Mr. Jackson said, there's a lot of wisdom that, you know, it's like collective bargaining. Every 4 or 5 years, you have a collective bargaining agreement. Everybody knows the rules. The first year is painful because that's usually when most of the payments are loaded up front. But then, you know, everybody knows the rules. And then at the last year, then you gear up for the next round. And that's across the board. There's an element of fairness. I think trying to approach it in piecemeal, you tend to have a very crazy patchwork quilt kind of approach, which no doubt certain groups are going to say cry foul and certain groups are going to say thank God. And it's like a game that's officiated with only half the players covered by the rules. So,
I think as we get closer and closer with this, the work that the committee is doing, I think we're going to be in a lot better shape to answer and debate those kinds of questions. And that's why I'm really looking forward to this. And I appreciate, Mr. Jackson, your coming and making this presentation to us, keeping us up to date. We'll probably have you back in another couple of months.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to see you.
We have a signature.
Chairman, may I make a request?
You may.
That sometime in the near future that you do, in fact, schedule a discussion on these alternative ways of dealing with tax certs, because the overall problem is going to be much bigger for us to deal with. You've said that many times.
There are a number of those matters. You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
We now have for signature the committee report. Any other business to come before the committee? If not, I'd like to
motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Harkham, second by Ms. Myers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed?
Thanks.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Please sign the report.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
See ya.
We've done good.